Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Bereishis Rivi'i, the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Bereishis. The topic of our Aliyah is the next generation. We're going to learn about Cain and Hevel. Our Aliyah is 21 psukim long, running from Perik Gimel, Chav Beis to Daled Yud Ches. Basic summary, there are three segments of this Aliyah. The first little segment is about exile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about humanity and says, human beings are, as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there are, Hein ha'adam hoya ka'achad menu. The humanity seems to be like one of us. So there's more spiritual beings, it seems. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned that they will eat of the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life, and live forever. So Hashem chases Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, out of the garden and places at the gateway these keruvim, these angels, and the la'at cherev ha-misapeches, this turning blade to protect the way of back to the tree of life. So this is the expulsion, which is the first part of the Aliyah. The main part of the Aliyah is the next section, in which we hear about the birth of two sons to Adam and Chava, and they are Cain and Hevel. Cain becomes a farmer, Hevel becomes a shepherd. They both bring, Cain brings an offering from his vegetation, Hevel brings a offering from the best of his flocks, and Hashem turns to Hevel's offering. The Mepharshim explained that fire came down to consume Hevel's offering, but not that of Cain. Cain gets upset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him in an enigmatic way, but talking about the possibility of becoming better that is actually in your hands. You have the capacity to overcome your indulgences and your decisions. However, Cain speaks to Hevel in the field and gets up and kills Hevel. Hashem then asks, where is Hevel, your brother? And Cain shirks the responsibility, saying he does not know. Why should he care about where his brother is? Where, at which point, is almost like a similar parallel to when Adam and Chava sin and they shirk responsibility, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asked questions similarly over here. Now Hashem explains, and he says, the bloods of your brother are calling from the ground, and he curses Cain that from the ground which swallowed up his brother's blood to cover up the crime, and it makes him a wanderer. Navanotia ba'aretz. He's going to be an eternal wanderer. Cain complains that his curse is too much to bear. How can he manage to do this? Everybody who finds him will kill him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I will place a ois on you, a sign on you, that anybody who kills Cain will be avenged seven generations later, so that he should be protected. It's interesting to know that Cain's concern for being smitten must be from his own children, because he right now is the only line of humanity. But that's, that sort of speak, the mindset of a person who murders is that others will perhaps, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And finally, the Aliyah concludes with Cain's generations. We hear that he has a son, Hanoch, builds a city in his name, and then Hanoch has Irad, and Irad has Mechiyael, Mechiyael has Mesoshoel, Mesoshoel has Lemech. Okay, that's the end of the Aliyah. Now, a few points, basic points to ponder. Number one is this beginning, the beginning of the Aliyah, the expulsion of Adam and Eve from Eden, is because Hashem does not want them to partake in the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. Well, what is that? What does that mean exactly? So the Malbim explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially created humanity to be two components, spiritual and physical, which were related to each other, but they were not compounded. They were not necessarily chained together to the greatest of extents. Upon eating from the Eitz HaDa'as, the human personality became intertwined. The spiritual and physical persona became so intertwined that it became hard for the spiritual persona to have its own voice, to have its own expression, independent of the material bodily aware body, material body. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned that if this new entity, this compound entity, human being, we'll call it type B, would now eat of the Eitz HaChayim, this magical tree, it seems, that would grasp everlasting life, the human being would be caught in this constant state of strife. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's not going to be the way it works. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu bans the human being from taking of the tree of life, so that there can be a moment where it can return to it with a cherev, la'at ha-cherev misapeches, the turning blade, which refers to the sword of the malach ha-moves, of the angel of death, which will ultimately separate the body and the soul, allowing the soul to fly free, to regain what its Gan Eden should have been, which is why we call the time afterlife Gan Eden. and the body to go through chibut hakever, the process of purification, so they can be reunited ultimately. So the idea of accessing Gan Eden and accessing everlasting life and reuniting for Olam Haba is going to be something which is only in the future. Hashem does not want it in this world, in the complex and strife-laden experience of the human being in the current state of affairs. But another question, why are the children of Adam and Chava called Cain and Hevel? So it sounds like Cain is about, as the Torah says, Ki Kanisi Isha Zolokim, it's about acquisition. It's about power, it's about name, it's about who I am and what legacy I can leave. Whereas Hevel, literally, the word Hevel literally means breath or emptiness, like in the terms used in Kohelet, says Hevel Havolim, emptiness, null, void. So what's being said over here is that Hevel was seen as secondary. He was seen not as important as the firstborn. We don't even hear the reason for his name, which is why, actually, the Malbim points out that Cain was a landed person. He was given land, as opposed to Hevel. Hevel wasn't even given land. He was a nomad. Cain was seen as the more important of the two. If that's the case, why did Hashem not accept Cain's sacrifice? So Rashi says he didn't bring from the best. He bought from the lowest of the foliage that he was able to produce, whereas Hevel brought from the best of his sacrifices. Why did Cain kill Hevel? So the Rambam explains that he was jealous. The Rambanik says that he understood that the world was going to be built from him or his brother, and seeing that his brother had already bested him, he could not handle that his brother would be building the world and perhaps take over more of his territory. And that basic jealousy got in the way. The Radak says slightly differently, is that it says in the Pasuk, he says to his brother Hevel, then he gets up and kills him. So what did he say to his brother? The Radak suggests, Rav David Kimchi, that he was in the field and he was busy telling him the rebuke he just received from Hashem, and that angered him so much he got into a rage and killed him in rage, not jealousy. Very sad. Very sad. It's unfortunately something which started at the beginning of humanity and it seems to have haunted us all the way through. What does it mean when it says that call demeyachicha tzoakim olam in adama, the bloods in plural of your brother crawl out from the earth? So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayinu Aleph tells us that when the court would cross-examine witnesses in a capital punishment where there was a defendant who was liable for death if the sentence would go through, in such a case they would speak very harshly to the witnesses to give them a sense of the gravity of the decision they're about to make or the testimony they're about to render. And one of the things they would say is this exact pasuk. They would say, you know, that it doesn't say the blood of your brother, it says the bloods, because it refers to all the blood, all the future possibility of the potential or that can exist in the future of this person. It wasn't just Hevel that he killed. He killed every possible person who could have come out of Hevel as well. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, actually does have a different version of this and describes that perhaps that Rav Yehuda says that he stabbed him in multiple places. So there was lots and lots of blood that was gushing out of him because he didn't know how to detach the neshama from him. He didn't know how to kill him. And this is the first murder that ever took place, so that was a very brutal and bloody murder, which is why it's described as the Dumei Achicha, the bloods of your brother. And finally, one last question is, what is the sign that Hashem put on Cain? What kind of sign was it? So you may think this is an inconsequential question, but the Medrash actually does describe that it was a Vav. It was the letter Vav which was placed on his forehead. Why is that important? So Rav Moshe Shapiro explains that the idea that Cain had failed with was responsibility. He didn't take responsibility for his brother before killing him, nor after killing him. He says, "Hashemir achya nachem, the one who cares or looks after my brother." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what you're missing in life is your and. You're missing the idea of somebody else being relevant and important in your life. And therefore he placed this connecting letter. The Vav is a connecting letter on his forehead to remind him of the need of his to have connection to that which is around him and to take advantage of his responsibility for others. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful